Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. Today, we actually have a positive update on a story that we covered before, which of course was the woman who was arrested for changing the locks on a squatter in her own home, the home where her mother passed away in, because now, finally, justice has been served, at least a modicum of justice, because the squatter in that instance has been arrested, has been charged by the Queen's District Attorney, and let's be honest about this, this is largely due to the fact that people were so outraged about this case. It got international attention, so the pressure was on, and finally, justice has been served. So we're really happy about what's going on. However, I'm going to break down how there are additional problems, because not every one of these cases is going to get this level of media attention. But before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th of this year, I will be at Minds Fest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AGW for 20% off.
I don't know the law. Yeah, there's laws. You shouldn't be trying to steal my house. Yes, you are. You don't even
have. How about that? A squatter standoff. A property owner confronts a group of people she says moved into her $1 million home in Queens, and our cameras were rolling as dozens of officers showed up.
So if you guys will recall the most iconic image from this particular story, it was plastered all over the New York Post, all over the internet.com, was this woman being arrested in her own home after a man called Brian Rodriguez bulldozed his way through post her changing the locks, and of course presented no documentation at all whatsoever to show that he was a tenant, and yet that was enough for the NYPD in this particular instance, because of the way that the laws are written, to say that it's a civil matter in terms of his squatting versus tenant rights, but it is in fact a criminal matter in terms of her being a landlord who illegally evicted somebody. So we got this video, play it again for you right here.
So Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
And again, this was just another high-profile instance of squatting in the city of New York completely running amok due to some changes in 2019 law and due to the fact that there are overwhelming protections to the absurd degree for tenants in the city of New York. Now, obviously, there is a balance between tenant rights and between landlord rights. I don't think you should just have these really short eviction periods of a couple of days' notice. I think there should be somewhat of a process. But the fact of the matter is, for these particular cases, they changed the law in 2019 to require a special court proceeding, the landlord to sue the person who is alleging to be a tenant. And since your tenant rights kick in after 30 days, essentially, this was an all but guarantee that you would be going through a potentially 2-year process. And to make matters worse, in this particular case, the man at the center of this, Brian Rodriguez, was openly extorting this woman for her own property. He told the local media that he would leave once she paid a settlement to him.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave. Or send me to court, and we deal with the judge in court.
Which for a lot of people on the left wing who just want to deny, deflect, and disengage from this conversation, they conveniently left out. Now, we actually looked up in the New York Post what the amount was that this guy actually wanted, and it was actually $18,000. So imagine this, your mother dies. Her home still has her property and your property in it. You decide that you're going to put it up for sale. According to the reports, somebody breaks in the middle of the night on February 6th. They decide that they're going to change all the locks, do some weird construction work, including changing your door. And then you show up within the month to get this person out. You find out what's going on. You're within the 30-day time period. However, they present basically BS documentation to the police, not a lease, not a rental agreement. Only a bill that they wrote up for you themselves as proof positive that they are the legal tenant there. And even though it's within the 30 days, you end up being the one arrested. Obviously, this is a huge problem. Obviously, this is a disaster in every possible way. But again, we have a very positive update in this particular case because now Mr. Rodriguez has been arrested. Mr. Rodriguez will face possibly some of the consequences of this. However, based on New York's woke criminal justice system, I'm sure eventually hopefully he'll somehow get a settlement from the city, because how dare you violate his God-tier squatter's rights.
Breaking update to a story. Seven on Your Side team was first to report an accused squatter in Queens. Well, he was just in court where the Queens district attorney just revealed charges. Our cameras were rolling when 35-year-old Brian Rodriguez pushed through a door and tried to re-enter a home that he claimed to be renting. The legal homeowner had changed the locks just minutes before, an act that she was arrested for at the time. Seven on Your Side investigative reporter Dan Krauth was first to report on this case that has now gained international attention. He's outside the courthouse in Queens.
Now, by the way, right off the bat, this intro right here where the local ABC affiliate is thanking the reporter, giving him all the credit, is 100% due to this reporter and so much more. Because in reality, these squatter stories, they've been covered by me on this channel. They've been covered by a bunch of different people. We've been highlighting these particular instances. But without the video that this guy ended up getting, without him deciding that he was going to conduct an interview, and then coincidentally, luckily for him, but unluckily for the homeowner, the people who are squatting in this place returning and him capturing the arrest on said video, this would not have gotten the attention that it deserved. On top of that, I am fully 100% within my belief, and I think I'm 100% right on this, that the arrest of Brian Rodriguez would not have occurred as well. Without the attention, without the shame, without the fact that this makes New York's criminal justice system look patently absurd and ridiculous, that was induced by this video, by you seeing this legal homeowner being arrested for taking an illegal eviction against a guy who had no documentation for this property. When the neighbor said that this man broke into the property, we would not have seen such a just result. This woman would still be in eviction court, and she would likely have had to have paid that settlement to this guy in order to get him the hell out of her home.
The accused squatter arrested and faced a judge just a few minutes ago for the first time. Take a look. We've captured this video of Brian Rodriguez walking out of the courtroom with his attorney with a scarf wrapped around his head.
Now, I just want to point out a couple of things right off the top. First and foremost, I don't think you should be able to wear this Assassin's Creed uniform while you're in an American courthouse. I don't know what the hell is going on here. I don't know what the security procedures are here, but Brian Rodriguez, we already know what you look like from the previous ABC local affiliate footage. And on top of that, I forgot to give credit to you guys out there in the audience, because in this particular video, I put out a call for you guys to contact the local representatives that cover this particular area. And I know for a fact, based on your actions and other campaigns that I've asked you to engage in, that you have also done so. So maybe, just maybe, the AJW alum, our team, our unit actually played a role in this as well. But come on, what are we talking about here with this guy being able to wear an Assassin's Creed uniform to the courthouse? And also, did you catch what he just said right there? Let me play that for you again, because according to him, he's the one being scammed.
He didn't want to answer any of our questions, but told the judge he's the victim of a scam, claiming he signed a bogus lease to live in a home that doesn't belong to him. A grand jury didn't buy it. Rodriguez is charged with burglary, grand larceny, and criminal possession of stolen property.
So according to Brian Rodriguez's defense, and by the way, this works over and over again in terms of eviction court and in terms of the New York system, he said that he was the victim of a scam by an unrelated party who gave him a fraudulent lease. And just because of those circumstances, honestly, like, he's also the victim in this scenario as well. And what was he supposed to do except for sublet this place to other people? But as you can see, the grand jury was definitely not buying it. They indicted him on a bunch of different charges. And I just want to point out that the energy that he's coming at the courthouse with, where he's saying, oh, I was the victim of a lease and all that, is nowhere near the energy he presented in that original segment.
The man called the police on her.
So why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. He needs to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
If you own this house, you would not want her inside.
I don't own the house. I don't own this house.
Exactly.
Yes.
She does.
Yes. But then once again, you should know how the law works.
I know how it works.
There's rules to this. As you gotta go to court and send me to civil court.
Now look, everything is alleged right now. I want to be clear about this. Brian Rodriguez has not been convicted of a crime, but I really, really genuinely want you to think about the energy that he was throwing out there, where he's like, it's not your home anymore, it's under dispute, that's the law, just take me to court and we'll sort it out. Why don't you just pay me the money that I want for this particular property and then I'll leave. That's the only way that I'm gonna leave. So all of a sudden, oh, I've been scammed. Oh my God, I signed a fraudulent lease. Oh my God, I'm the victim. I'm honestly in the same camp as the homeowner right here. You know, the homeowner suffering because, you know, I bulldozed my way through the house. I changed the locks. I did all this additional work in order to make sure she couldn't enter her own home. And I got scammed by a lease.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
Just bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction.
But when this originally broke, when this originally got the attention of the local news report, what ended up happening? He was screaming at her. He was yelling at her. He was telling her, it's not her house. That's not how the law works. She could just eat the cost of him being there. And he was presenting BS bills demanding payment from her. So just look at the 180 that we see right here. Mister, I'm not afraid to show my face inside this woman's home. I'm not afraid to break down the door in front of her face and all that stuff. All of a sudden, he's got to hide his face completely, like he's in the middle of a sandstorm or something like that. You just love to see it. And again, not convicted of anything. This will be adjudicated in the court of law. He may take a plea bargain or whatever. Hell, eventually, the NYPD might end up paying out a settlement to him because that's how crazy the New York City legal corporation is in terms of paying out people who are actually criminals settlements rather than fighting those cases out. But you just got to enjoy this. On display for everyone.
I just spoke with the district attorney. She told me she's hoping today's charges sends a clear message to squatters.
Today shows that you can't wake up in the morning, walk into a house that you don't own, and claim you have a right to be there. So this was a long-term investigation by my office. We went over all the laws that are out there on squatters' rights. This is a situation where someone walked into a home that was not theirs and claimed that they had a right to be there. We're not going to stand for that here in Queens County.
So here we have the district attorney for Queens County saying, look, we saw this segment. We were embarrassed. Maybe a bunch of AJW fans ended up calling my office and shame me for, you know, not actually doing this. We know for sure that they called the state assembly person, the state senator, the city council person for this particular area and all the different various public officials that allowed this to go on. And we looked into the laws. We figured out what we could do in this particular scenario, launched an investigation, and that ultimately ended up leading to an arrest. But I just want to point out, while this is good, while this district attorney did well right here, and we got to give credit where credit is due, the fact of the matter is there are other people in Queens County going through this very same thing, not even that far away, not 10 minutes away, and yet we have not seen the similar arrests. We have not seen the similar charges. We have not seen the similar reaction because this video in particular, again, credit to ABC7's, their local affiliate over here in New York, is the one that set this whole thing off, that grabbed the national attention, that grabbed the international attention to allow this process to actually get started. And while I am happy for the homeowner in this particular circumstance, while I am happy that charges were filed and maybe, just maybe, justice will be served, I cannot help but be a bit upset that it takes this for them to act. It takes this level of embarrassment for them to actually engage with the situation. That if you're a regular, ordinary person and you don't happen to have a local news reporter get the luckiest kind of break for his local news segment humanly possible, then you will likely be completely screwed over and end up like all the different other various families that we've covered on this channel who end up in multi-year eviction processes. Remember, we talked about a case earlier on about somebody who was unloading groceries. This was the tenant for their apartment. They end up leaving the key in the door as they go to the car. A man rushes the zone. He ends up taking the key, locks this woman out of her apartment. The police are called, but before the police get there, this guy writes his name on the mailbox, and guess what? That was enough for the police to not intervene, and it took 3 years for that person to be evicted. 3 years. And by the way, this was before, not after, before COVID-19, before the extra protections from the eviction process, and before all these other different various problems that we've seen related to the squatting that has come up as of late. That's how bad the laws were before, when they made them even more solid in favor of the tenant, or in this case, the illegal non-tenant, the squatter, back in 2019. So yeah, you can do your little song and dance, and I will praise you for your action in this particular case, but it needs to be pointed out. It needs to be emphasized that the laws have not changed. It needs to be pointed out. It needs to be emphasized that this is still entirely possible. And the idea that only the story that got the most attention, that was the most outrageous, that we had the most ridiculous video led to action is something that you should all find to be troubling. So, you know, we're going to celebrate. We'll pop the bottles of champagne. Mr. Brian Rodriguez, I hope you end up in jail. I'm being 100% about this, especially if you're 100% guilty as charged. Again, still alleged. Am I not merciful? Innocent until proven guilty. What a great guy I am. But yeah, this is still happening across New York, across Queens. And this district attorney is sitting on her, you know what, not doing anything about it repeatedly. So let's celebrate. Let's cheer. Let's be good about the fact that justice appears to be served. Let's be happy for the homeowner who could finally sell her dead mother's home like she intended. But let us not forget what is going on across the city of New York. Let us not forget what is going on across this country. There are squatters' issues that are cropping up all over this nation. And let us not forget about the other victims, the other people that are in terrible situations that I covered on this channel before.
And check it out. Our photojournalist Brett Cohen captured these pictures of Rodriguez in the courtroom just a few minutes ago. As we speak, Rodriguez is being fitted for an ankle monitoring bracelet, and a judge told him not to come anywhere near Adele or her home. But the story doesn't end here. Prosecutors say he's been renting rooms out in that home to other people to make money. So the home is still occupied as we speak. I just got off the phone with Adele. She had no idea about today's charges. She is ecstatic, to say the least, and we'll hear more from her coming up later today.
So, unfortunately, I gotta point out that he has been renting out the additional rooms to other people. So you actually have multiple potential squatters' rights situations with all those other illegal tenants. And that also is creating huge problems. So even though they got this guy, the one that's on video, the one that was demanding money, we might still be into a civil matter with all these different other people. And unlike what I just said before, Adele will not be able to sell her home immediately. She's going to have to get all these other people out of the property because this guy is just doing whatever he wants. So the Queens District Attorney can act like she cut the head off the Hydra, but the fact of the matter is all those people need to go. They all need to be moved out. They need to get out within a couple of days, especially if they were legitimately scammed by this person who is pretending to be a landlord, because until that actually occurs, Adele will not be able to sell her home. But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about a modicum of justice. Till next time.